This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you hear about the big near fight? Media stare down that turned into a near boxing match?
I certainly did. So not a good look for anybody.
Here's what happened. Yeah, you don't want to be one of the two guys. If you're a news breaker, you don't want to be in the news because of something stupid that you did, just generally. Ian Rappaport is probably the number two NFL news breaker in the industry behind Adam Schefter, I would say. He has, you know, he's good at what he does, and he works really hard, I'm sure. But he's also at NFL Network, which helps a lot. Mm-hmm. And he's had a hell of a career. So he gets a lot of news, and he is one of the preeminent reporters when it comes to covering football at this point. I would say the IT club, like the jacket wearers of national newsbreakers, would be Shefty at ESPN, Rap Sheet at NFL Network, maybe Pelissero. Would you put him in there?
Pelissero, yeah.
At NFL Network. Is there anyone else you would allow behind the velvet rope as far as the top newsbreakers in the NFL? Because there's another tier down where you've got, like, you know, Mike Garofolo and some other guys like that. But is there anyone else that you would say is at that top tier?
No, that's the tip-top club. And certainly there are other names that have broken news in the past.
Yeah.
Whether Diana Rossini or one man blanket, the Super Bowl guest from Fox. Jay Glazer, thank you. I mean, there have been plenty of guys and gals that have broken
Glazer
news.
Glazer might even be in that top group. Although
he's close. He was, I think, maybe not as much now.
Yeah, he's like a whole different category because he's like friends with all these guys and going to dinner with them and, you know, training them in MMA and all this stuff. But I only bring up the hierarchy because it's a very clicky thing. Having been a reporter before, it's ultra competitive. Even on the local beat, you're buddies with all the people you're competing against. So I was on the beat, and it's John Keim, and it's Mike Jones, and it's Rich Campbell, and all these folks, and you're all fighting for the same stories, but you're going out to dinner, and you're mingling, and then one person checks their phone, and everyone else starts firing off the same text, and it's very, very competitive, right? Because of that, it can get clicky, and everyone wants their credit. When you get a story, you better cite me, you better say I got it first, which can be a little bit exhausting, I think, as a consumer on the outside for a lot of people.
Yes.
But you trade in that. Like, that is the business, is that I got the story, not me personally, but whoever did, and then I need the credit for it. On top of that, what you can sometimes get is some cattiness, for lack of a better word, some infighting over a report that you got that isn't good, or that I don't like, or that I don't think is accurate. And that brings us to this week. So the new kid on the block is Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports, okay? Jordan Schultz is a fast riser in the reporter game. He is a hard charger who I think works really hard, works the agents well, works the teams well. I've had very limited interactions with him. He's come on our show a couple of times.
He has, yes.
But just as an example, like when he's come on our show, and this is not me joning. I'm just giving you some background on, like, this guy gets it. He's really working at it. He's trying. Like, he's like, hey, man, make sure you follow me on social media. And I don't think I did. So I'm like, oh, my bad. I'll follow you. And then he's like, hey, can you get your station to follow me? And there's little things like that where he cares about.
He's grinding, yeah.
He's putting in the work, and he's trying to become a dude, right? And he is getting a lot of stuff, to his credit, this offseason. If you notice, he's gotten a lot of stories.
There are more bylines, more, you know, according to Jordan Schultz from, yeah, yes. There's a lot of things, yep.
So he is in the game now, and he's gone from the outside to the inside, and I'm sure there's a little bit of, like, the Mean Girls Club where, you know, the top reporters kind of poke their fun and make jokes. Now, for people that don't know, I just think it's important for the story. Jordan Schultz's dad is Howard Schultz.
Yeah.
Who is a billionaire many times over because he founded Starbucks. He's the guy behind Starbucks. That's his dad.
Yep.
So, if so facto, then Jordan Schultz is probably also a billionaire in waiting? Is that how that works?
You would think. I mean, unless you did one of those things where...
The heir apparent?
Yeah, like, I'm not leaving my kid anything. He's going to make his own way or something, and who knows what they do.
We call that the Mr. Deeds, right?
Yeah, at some point, you would think Jordan will be doing just fine. Maybe there's a nest egg there.
But remember, when you hear Starbucks, that's interesting, because his dad started Starbucks. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, now let's get to the story. Jordan Schultz reports this week that Matt Stafford and Tom Brady got together in Montana at Brady's place and talked about Matt Stafford becoming the quarterback of the Raiders. Immediately, rap sheet comes out, and he does not acknowledge Schultz's report. He doesn't acknowledge that he's talking about him at all, but he just shoots it down, essentially. He says, hey, they didn't meet. It was a, you know, accidental bumping into at a ski resort where they both were, and this was not planned. And they weren't talking specifics about Stafford playing with the Raiders. Now, for the record, on this specific story and example, Danny, I actually think Schultz is probably way more right than Rappaport.
That's what I think, too.
Did it happen at Brady's house? It sounds like maybe not. So maybe all the details weren't perfect. But do I think for one second that Tom Brady and Matt Stafford had a chance encounter where neither of them knew the other was going to be there, and then in said encounter didn't actually talk any specifics about Stafford playing quarterback for the Raiders all in the 72 hours right before he went back to the Rams and supposedly had a deal worked out with the Raiders for $45 to $50 million a year? I do not believe that. I believe that they did have a meeting, that it was planned. Maybe they do both live in Montana. I'm sure they do. Maybe they do both belong to that ski resort. Well, that might be why they met there then. But I would imagine that it was not a chance encounter. So I guess by definition then, I'm kind of more on Schultz's report than Rap Sheet's report, which felt like a little cleaning up after the fact to say, oh, come on, these guys just bumped into each other like you always do. You bump into everyone at these Montana ski resorts. You guys know that.
Yeah, this isn't as important because I don't think anybody's lying here. See what I'm saying? Like, I believe someone told that to Ian Rappaport and he's reporting that.
Of course.
I happen to think it's bogus. I think it's nonsense. I think it takes 1 second of a third grade and above logic to go, well, that's absurd.
But I also think that that's pretty a tough look a little bit. Like, the putting out immediately what someone told you just to pour cold water on something. That one's tough. Like, if it was more believable, maybe it wouldn't be. But, hey, guys, it was a chance encounter. And it was like an all cap. I mean, not all caps, but it read that way. You get what I'm saying.
Right.
They didn't talk about anything specific, and they never talked about him playing quarterback. I don't believe you.
Yeah. Talk about their shared love for moguls. Like, no, they didn't.
But it was obviously him just pushing back against Schultz and saying, he botched this. This is wrong. Whatever. So this brings us to their encounter, which happened at a Starbucks.
At a Starbucks.
You just can't make it up. In a nice hotel in Indianapolis. I believe it was at the JW Marriott, which is where I would stay when I would go cover this event. It's actually one of the big hangs for like all the media people and some team people. You know, you'll meet with agents or team people at the bar or whatever. But so they're getting their coffee, or at least Rap Sheet was. And the way the story is reported by Mike Florio, Jordan Schultz, who's over 6 foot and like 225 pounds, comes up to Rap Sheet, who according to the Pat McAfee show is 5'5", 140, which is hilarious, by the way. I'm going to say he's probably like 160, but he's definitely very short. I've been around him.
They would not be in the same weight class were they to fight.
Exactly. And Schultz kind of comes in hot and is very angry with Rappaport, obviously because he shot down his report. But it sounds like there's maybe some more to this. My guess is Schultz feels like Rap Sheet doesn't, and this is me guessing, speculating, doesn't consider him a real top dog and doesn't give him any credit and never cites him when he breaks a story. And every time I get something, you just come behind me and break it or confirm it. Because what happens is when you're one of the top guys, you don't really acknowledge when the people that you don't think are on your level break something. Now, I saw this all the time when I was on the local beat. Doesn't matter what we say. Until the national guys come in and grant their with their blessing, they're not. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them will occasionally throw an at reply. Schefter a couple times, which was really, really cool, like cited me on something. But generally, a lot of the time, unless you're a guy that they really respect on their level, they're not going to give you a whole lot of love. You just can't get that upset by that.
So, like,
my guess is Schultz gets upset by that.
Yeah. So the way I would describe it is this: imagine you came over to my house for dinner, and like I dropped a dish on the ground, and my wife lost it on me. It's not because of the dish. That was the straw. All day long, I've been doing stuff wrong. Oh, like I'm in the kitchen. I'm opened up the wrong drawer. I've annoyed her all day long. And so the final straw that you happen to witness is this series of tweets or me dropping the dish on the ground, so to speak. I think whatever happened had been simmering and it came to a head over this.
Could be an amazing relationship and they just had a bad day.
Yeah.
But it seems to me like if I had to put my guessing hat on,
mm-hmm.
and I've got, you know, informed speculation as someone who's been in this reporting game.
My speculation spectacles are on.
I'll bet that Rap Sheet views himself as a have at the cool kid lunch table.
Uh-huh.
He views Schultz as a have not at the cool kid lunch table. And Schultz doesn't like this very much. And he doesn't get treated with the respect from Rap Sheet that he wants. And in this particular case, it was the straw that broke his back. Or the, you know, the half and half that put the coffee over the top of the cup,
so to speak.
If you were,
yeah,
if you will.
Mm-hmm,
will. And so they almost got into it. They're shouting at each other. They're separated. They almost get into this big fight at Starbucks at the combine. And it's just a hilarious story to me.
So if we were on Family Feud and this story was described, what I would want is something to the effect of, what should the people in this be feeling? I'll go with shame. Show me shame. Ding. Number one answer on the board. Grant, what should they be feeling? Some embarrassment? Oh, good answer, good answer.
Yeah, let me
show
answer.
Me embarrassment.
So shame and embarrassment are both very high on this list. There's no doubt. How many more, like, do we have to turn around?
Top four answers are on the board. We have the top two already.
Oh, there's only four?
Only four answers. That's what I can think of. You can say five?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. They should be feeling regret. Regret on the board?
Show me regret.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
I like that. Okay, it's my turn again. Wow.
Yeah, you can still go.
You already said embarrassment.
Yeah, I said embarrassment and shame. Okay. You said regret.
How about humiliation?
Ooh, good answer, good answer, good answer. Show me humiliation. Nice, yeah, we done, just, we win.
It's not good. And I don't sit here trying to beat up on these guys. Hopefully we'll have both of them on the show in the future. But it's there's a little bit of someone or both is taking themselves way too seriously if we're about to throw punches in a Starbucks over our reporting.
Here's
I need you to grow up a little bit.
Here's the dirty little secret. And we rely as consumers, as fans. You're just a pudgy fan over here. We rely as consumers on the information that these folks provide. Okay? And I'm grateful for it. I follow a bunch of reporters, whether they are local here, national reporters everywhere. I just want the information. At the end of the day, nobody really cares. The information is the thing. You see? The deliverer of the information, I understand that's the lifeblood. The people who care about that are also in your field.
Yes.
It's not a cool thing. It's not like something I'm proud of saying. I need to know if Matt Stafford and Tom Brady are colluding or whatever you want to call it, or they're meeting and it's salacious and behind closed doors, and what's going to happen with the deal. If Jordan Schultz reports it, if Adam Schefter reports it on a podcast where he's carrying water for the owners, if Diana Rossini reports it, I know it's a big deal to them because it's your world and you've worked very hard to get it. At the end of the day, I need the information. I'm so less concerned with this sort of dramatics, and I think for most fans, it's eye-rolling and tired.
I agree with you, but it's just two very different roles, so to speak.
Totally, totally.
The consumer and the provider. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is basically like, I don't care who hits the home run. I just, let me know if the team won or not. But to the players, the home run is how you get paid. The home run is how you have value. The home run is how you get a job. The home run is how you stay employed. So, yeah, you don't care.
Right.
And to them, it's the only thing that matters.
I know, totally, totally.
Is that, you know, they do, that's their job, break mm-hmm. news, right? And so, yeah, I get it. You're just on different sides of it. But it was a very embarrassing, shameful, ridiculous, stupid thing that happened. And it's a laughable situation. But here at the Grant and Danny radio program,
mm-hmm.
we actually did a little digging. And we were able to find out that there are other media fights that we wanted to tell you about right
now. Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah, this is not the only media beef that's been going on. In fact, we have some audio from some of these other media fights on the Grant and Danny radio program.
Okay.
As an example, did you guys know that Adam Schefter recently got into it with John Gruden? Adam Schefter and John Gruden, who's back with Barstool now, have recently got into a bit of a spat.
So what I've found out is that stupid haircutted troll, John Gruden, is back with the sophomoric Barstool Sports. He should be ashamed of himself. He's doing Spider 2 Wide Banana Shtick for the 55th straight year to a bunch of simpletons that are hammering Busch Lights between takes. He's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. The whole thing is ridiculous. Back to you, Boom. He said, what about who? Let me tell you something. If I ever see him in the street, he might get a people's elbow to the larynx, man. He's a boob. He used to be a newsbreaker. Now the only thing he breaks is his stride for an owner's text, man. He's carrying the mail, man. He's the that's what I call him. I call him the mailman, man. He's going back and forth to the owner's suite, to the agents, getting their word out for him. His shoulders are tired from carrying water, man.
Did you guys know that Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp recently got into a fight at a Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, no, let me tell you something here. The Coolada is a superior beverage to the standard issue Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Don't come at me. I will not respond to your at replies. That's real. Shannon Sharp tells you about, okay, how healthy he is. Okay, you can see the muscles on muscles. That's fine. I watched him eat 4 donuts in one sitting. Okay, he is a liar. He is full of it. He is a Honda Accord. He's a Toyota to sell. He's lugubrious. He's mendacious. He's a Pops Mensa Bonsu, an obscure power forward from 15 years ago. Don't feed me with that one. Let Club Shay tell you about this. If I thief Stephen A. Smith, it will be this ham,
to the side of his dome. I'm going upside his head, big time. He is a little goblin. I'm going to send him into next Monday where he'll be shouting at somebody else. Don't play with me.
I had no idea that they had gotten into it like
that. I didn't know that. Isn't that amazing?
But we had to, you know, as a show, we kind of unearthed some of these. I'd sent a bunch of texts, and we figured out who's been getting at each other a little bit. Like, did you guys know? I had no idea about this. This is crazy. That Charles Barkley and Chris Broussard were at major odds recently at a Chili's somewhere in, like, Memphis, I think it was.
Well, there was a number of things that I was concerned about when it came to the menu. There was not enough enthusiasm when the wait staff asked us if we wanted a dessert menu at that time, and they offer a chocolate lava cake at the Chili's, and nobody was going to share it with me. And Chuck comes over, orders one for himself, and then just took it off our table. I found it to be absolutely preposterous.
Okay, first of all, Ernie, like I say, here's what happened. Chris Broussard, he was at the TGI Friday. He heard that I was at the Chili, and he came over and he had a salad, and he looking at me, and I look at him, and I thought it'd be funny. Next thing you know, he yelling on his Shotty show. I'm not even sure if he a reporter no more. But the most important thing is chocolate lava cake, delicious. Back to you, Kenny.
And like that one, I could have seen coming.
You saw that, right?
The feud, there's only one more feud I'll give you, and this one blew my mind because these guys work so well together on air. They're literally on the same broadcast together. This one's crazy. I couldn't believe that John Walton and Ken Sabrin were getting into it.
Well, actually, I got a little sick and tired of going down to Kenny for some analysis, and it comes back with nothing. I'm hoping for some insight. Next thing you know, Kenny's groaning and talking about this, that, and the other thing, and I'm going, I got to fill some more time. This whole thing is preposterous. Oh, that's all it does. It's pretty much that. Middle of the game, I got to catch my breath. I'm going to say what happened on the ice, and Kenny says, oh, that's the entire thing. I'm sick of it. Katie Florio has your intermission report coming up. Capitals, for some reason, can no longer score. I'm irritated about it. Two straight losses. What do you think, Ken? Oh, thanks, Ken. You see what I'm working with?
I mean, we had to find those fights.
We'd dig them up, yeah.
And they weren't publicly known. So we worked hard for you on the Grant and Danny radio program after finding out about Rap Sheet and Jordan Schultz.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.